The Office of Personnel Management's cybersecurity breach stands as a kind of watershed, but results from a survey by ISC Squared and KPMG, just out this morning, shows the lessons may not have penetrated the ranks of federal security chiefs. Joining me with more, Dan Waddell, Managing Director for North America at ISC Squared, and Tony Hubbard, a principal with KPMG in their cybersecurity practice. Gentlemen, good to have you on.
Thanks. Good to be here, Tom.
Yep. Good morning, Tom.
And Dan, why don't we start with you? Tell us what you sought to do with this survey.
Yeah, so back in March, Tom, ISC Squared and KPMG surveyed around 54 federal cyber executives, and most of these folks had between 10 and 20 years of experience, so we're really talking the cream of the crop. And what we wanted to do was kind of get a pulse check. It's been about a year since OPM, and wanted to get a sense from folks where they were in terms of their response efforts. What were some of the pain points that they have been experiencing, particularly around the people problem? I mean, the cyber workforce shortage certainly has been an issue, but we also dived into some topics in terms of some recommendations that we wanted to make to the new federal CISO around the cyber sprints that Tony Scott proposed last year and our cybersecurity national action plan. So some really good data, but I think, you know, the overall theme really is it's been a year, and the OPM data breach was not the wake-up call many people thought it would be.
So, Tony, what was it for people, or did it not have any effect, do you think, from the data?
I think it had some positive effect. I think what we took from the survey was the fact, to build on what Dan said, is that the CISO community and the federal cyber community have so much on their plate right now. And when the Sprint initiative came out, there certainly was a lot of attention on it in a positive way. But I think there's just so much to do. You've got to monitor your environment for vulnerabilities. You obviously have the Sprint initiatives. There's just so much to do from a federal CISO perspective. I think it was looked at, the way we read the survey respondents was it was looked at as another thing that I have to get done. And I think we're really taxing the federal cybersecurity community and the folks working in that community. And I think it's just hard to keep up sometimes.
Do you think that maybe policy is over-prescribing too many procedures and reports and deadlines and milestones instead of simply saying, just make sure your networks are secure by best practices of industry standards? Dan?
Yeah, I think, you know, policy certainly is tough to keep up with, particularly when, you know, we've been in this cycle of sequestration and continuing resolution, and a lot of times these policies come around and there's no resources, there's no budget, there's no people behind them. So you know, on one hand, you've got the compliance issue that you have to deal with, and then you've got the day-to-day problems and these fires that put out. And a lot of times, as Tony said, it's the same team that are trying to juggle all these balls in the air at the same time. So, you know, I think moving forward, you know, I know this year's an election year, and we've got some challenges, and there's a lot of things on the docket for Congress. But I'm hopeful that we can actually set aside some money and some resources to try to really solve these problems at an operational level.
I mean, one of your findings is that two-thirds of the respondents, so that's probably, you said 54 people, so that's probably, you know, 30 or so of them, disagree or strongly disagree that the federal government as a whole is capable of detecting ongoing cyber attacks. That is a serious issue. Tony, I mean, why can't they?
Well, I think it gets back to what we were talking about. I think it's just there's a recognition that there are so many vulnerabilities out there, zero-day vulnerabilities and such, that it's just hard for a lot of organizations to keep up. And I think the recognition is that at some point, you're certainly going to detect some of the potential incidents and breaches, but there's going to be at some point that if somebody wants you bad enough, they're going to get you. And so I think it gets back to the heart of risk management and being able to kind of hide your crown jewels, if you will, in a segment of your environment that may not be as vulnerable, and really protect those resources and assets, understanding that at some point you may need to sacrifice other parts of your environment. And I think that kind of goes to that point.
Because it sounds as if they are not too thrilled with their jobs. You say a quarter of them are unsatisfied or extremely unsatisfied, and they're ready to leave.
Yeah, that was a big problem to me, Tom, in the fact that, you know, we've got a workforce shortage, and we have people at the top that are dissatisfied, and when you're trying to solve these very hard problems, a lot of times it takes a culture shift in your staff. And if you've got people at the top line of the org chart, and they're not happy, that feeling is just going to permeate down, unfortunately, to the staff. So, I think if we're starting to give these cyber executives some more authority and some more budget and some more people and resource to help solve some of these problems, I think you're going to see those satisfaction rates kind of drive up, and then that's going to help, you know, get some change agents involved and really inspire and really affect change. I think one of the overall themes here was the fact that there were some other folks in other departments, such as HR and procurement and purchasing, that really saw cybersecurity as not their job. And I think we need some change agents in there to really say, you know what, it's everybody's job, and it really requires a culture shift.
We're speaking with Dan Waddell. He is Managing Director for North America for ISC Squared, and Tony Hubbard is a principal at KPMG in the cybersecurity practice. And something came up in a congressional hearing not long ago involving the military when it was revealed that it's not all that clear who would respond for a cyber attack. There was some disagreement over what the right organizational structure was. And your study finds that at least one out of five of the CISOs don't really know who the top cybersecurity belly button to push in their agencies is. And so it seems like there's some organizational work that also has to be done. Tony?
Yes, absolutely agree. One of the overwhelming themes that came out of the survey was the need for more accountability. And one of the points that I think is key with that is the concept of accountability versus responsibility. If you sit in a room with many cybersecurity professionals, I think there is a recognition that folks may have some responsibility, but and to your point, Tom, in terms of who's ultimately accountable, I think there is still a need for more clarification around that. You know, in some organizations, it might be a CIO. In some organizations, it might be a CISO. In some organizations, it might be a chief risk officer. So there's definitely some accountability questions, and we're hopeful and optimistic that with the new federal CISO coming in, that some of those lines might be a little bit more defined.
And on the technology front, I thought it interesting that the respondents felt that predictive analysis was the way to go here for how to go into the future with technology. What do you think they meant by that, and how pervasive is it at this point in the federal government? Dan?
That was a pretty pretty interesting finding from the survey. I think a lot of folks are looking at the predictive analytic world, and I think there's some real promise there because what we've got, unfortunately, is a sea of data that our analysts right now that are overwhelmed, not only from a workforce perspective, but also just the amount of data that's coming in. And when you're trying to look through all of these threat indicators to actually find the needle in the haystack, it can get obviously overwhelming. So predictive analytics is there's some definite promise there. There's definitely some good technology around it. But I think, you know, another theme of this survey is that it's not just a technology play. You've got to have smart people. You've got to have the processes in place. And as you're building these predictive analytic models, you want to make sure that you're doing it in such a way that the analysts can get to it and actually make effective real-time decisions. I mean, that information that they're looking at has to be actionable. It can't be, you know, just mounds of reports after reports. It has to be something they can really turn into to really positively affect change.
And we have about a minute. I wanted to ask you about another finding here, and that is has to do with the people. Almost half the respondents, 42%, said that people are currently their biggest vulnerability in cyber attacks. Do you think they were talking about the cybersecurity expertise in the agencies, or is it the users that just refuse to do a good hygiene on the network?
I think it's more the latter. I mean, certainly there's always a need for enhanced expertise and credentials, such as the CISP, for instance. But I think in large part that response was coming for the user community. And I think that part of the issue is there's still a perception, to build on what Dan was saying, that cybersecurity is a technology issue, when in fact, certainly technology plays a part in that. But if somebody were to receive an email that had a malware link in it and they click on that link, even though all of us are warned not to do that, that's a people issue and that's a people challenge. So it gets back to the training and the awareness and, as you said, Tom, just good hygiene around your cyber efforts. So I think that's probably more the essence of what the respondents were aiming towards.
And Dan, what will happen with this report now? What will you do with it?
Absolutely looking forward to giving this to the new CISO when he or she comes on board here very soon, and also start to circulate that. I know Tony is going to do the same thing with his clients over at KPMG. So there's some really good recommendations. We recommend everybody to visit www.isc2.org.
Dan Waddell is Managing Director for North America at ISC Squared, and Tony Hubbard is Principal with KPMG. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.